The Democratic presidential race shrank to what amounts to a two-man contest this week. John Edwards crowded John Kerry in Wisconsin. Howard Dean decided to end active campaigning after $41 million and no wins. With simultaneous primaries set for both coasts and much of the South during the first 2 weeks of March, the campaign is truly turning national. Charlie Cook is editor of the Cook Political Report and joins us from the studios of NPR West. Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
With humility, recognizing how wrong pundits have been, to put it bluntly, earlier in this campaign, does Senator Edwards have the time, the money, and the troops in place to wrest the nomination away from John Kerry?
It would be very difficult. The thing is, I think John Edwards is a much better natural politician than John Kerry is. He's got a charisma. He can really connect with voters. But he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have, as you said, the troops. He doesn't have this momentum that's out there. And we're now to the point where it's about delegates, and it's winning more delegates. And Kerry is just rolling them up week after week after week. So I think it takes a lot of very creative thought to come up with a scenario where Edwards takes the nomination away from John Kerry.
How did electability become such a decisive factor? And near as you can tell, when did it become such a decisive factor? Because it seems to me, even 2 months ago, when pollsters came back from conversations with people, electability didn't seem to be on anyone's tongue.
But I think it's an outgrowth of the polarization. It's not that Democratic voters dislike President Bush. They hate him. There was a Ipsos Associated Press poll a couple weeks ago that showed that while 72% of Republicans would definitely vote for President Bush, 74% of Democrats would definitely vote against him. There's just an incredible degree of polarization. In fact, Gallup found that President Bush had, you know, 1 year out before the election, the lowest job approval rating among people in the other party of any president in modern history, going back to Eisenhower. And so if you've got such a polarizing figure, it only, you know, stands to reason that it would be very important for the voters in that party to get him out and that to emerge with a consensus candidate.
John Kerry is drawing the scrutiny of a frontrunner now. Republicans have run this video piece, I guess, over the internet, already criticizing him as the nominee apparent. And Senator Edwards, a sunny time man, has even been sharpening some of what he has to say about Senator Kerry. There was a debate this week in which he said, in response to one of Senator Kerry's answer, that's the longest answer to a yes and no question I've ever heard. How does this stepped-up pace and sharpening the attack affect the Kerry campaign?
Now it is stepping up a little bit, but I don't think we're seeing any real blood loss on Kerry's part. And until that happens, I wouldn't be prepared to say that it was destructive. But at some point, if these guys just start going after each other, hammer and tong, then, you know, obviously it starts being a problem for Democrats.
What does Senator Edwards do, if anything, about all these people who say, what a great campaigner, what a great vice presidential candidate he'd be?
The first time you even concede the possibility that you would accept the running mate slot means that you're, you know, nobody's ever going to vote for you for president again. And so you have to be adamant whether he has any intention of any desire to be vice president or not. But, you know, if he's the running mate, then that sets him up for either A, be vice president, or B, a little bit of a step up for next time. Or I have no doubt that if President Bush is reelected, that you'll see John Edwards back out there for 2008. He's got a real future ahead of him, whether he makes it this time or not.
Howard Dean, who left the race this week, did not endorse anybody, but apparently said in a conference call that he thinks that Senator Edwards would have a better chance of defeating President Bush than Senator Kerry. Now, endorsements clearly have not, well, they didn't do much for Governor Dean, let's put it that way. Would Governor Dean's endorsement, however, be a different matter this time?
I think Dean's people are looking for some place to go, and I think Kerry is a little bit too establishment, and Edwards' more populist message would resonate, I think, with a lot of the Dean voters. I mean, the thing is, the Edwards message, you know, it really is sort of a step short of class warfare, but it's a very populistic message as opposed to sort of a liberal establishment. And, you know, we're hearing that Ralph Nader maybe is doing NBC's Meet the Press with Tim Russert on Sunday, and a lot of people are wondering whether that means he's going to be jumping in the race. You know, we don't know. My own hunch, though, is that given how close the last election was, and given how close particularly Florida was, and that challenge, and how polarized the electorate is, I don't see this as an election where liberals or conservatives are going to be throwing their votes away with people that can't possibly win.
Charlie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Charlie Cook, editor of the Cook Political Report and columnist for National Journal, speaking from NPR West.